You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The benchmark equity indices ended Friday's trading session in the positive territory. The NSE Nifty 50 gained 94.35 points or 0.44% to settle at 21,349.40, while the BSE Sensex jumped 241.86 or 0.34% to 71,106.96. The broader indices ended in positive territory with gains led by small cap and large cap stocks. Bank Nifty Index ended lower by 348.30 points or 0.73% to settle at 47,491.85. IT and metal stocks outperform, whereas banks and financial services ends. Wipro HCL Technologies, Bajaj Auto, Hindalco Industries and Tata Motors were the top gainers on the NSE Nifty 50, while the laggards includes Grasim Industries, HDFC Bank, Bajaj Finance, State Bank of India and ICICI Bank. The Indian Volatility Index closed down by 0.36%. Moving on, the prices of crude oil are steady after rising for nearly four trading sessions on the trot. The development has come in the background of Houthi rebels' attacks in Yemen since November, which have significantly stepped up attacks on commercial shipping vessels in transit via the lower Red Sea, in retaliation for Israel's war on Hamas in the Gaza Strip. The market has reacted by pushing crude prices higher, but now it has come to a point where the market is waiting for US-led task force to provide safety for the passage of Red Sea. About 12% of global trade, including 30% of global container traffic, passes through the Red Sea, meaning that delays there can potentially affect fuel prices as well as the availability of various commodities and electronics. In other news, automobile manufacturer Chevrolet has bid farewell to one of its prodigal sons, Camaro, by announcing the end of production almost six decades after it was introduced. One of the last few proper muscle cars available, the Camaro was first launched in the USA in 1967. It squared off against other American muscle cars, including Ford Mustang and Dodge Challenger, the only two notable muscle cars that remain in series production. Both models are reportedly set for generation upgrades next year, with all-electric models also on cards. As per the media, the last unit of the sixth-generation Camaro will roll off factory floors in January 2024. On the national front, Prime Minister Narendra Modi hailed the passage of three criminal justice bills, attributing it to the end of colonial-era laws, marking the beginning of a new era focused on public service and welfare. The three bills, namely the Bharatiya Nyaya Second Sanhita Bill, BNSS, 2023, the Bharatiya Saksha Second Bill, BSS, 2023, and the Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Second Sanhita, BNSSS Bill, 2023, were passed by the Rajya Sabha on Thursday. Lok Sabha had cleared the three bills on Wednesday. The Prime Minister said that these bills target organized crime, terrorism, and similar offenses, which impede our peaceful progress. Next up, Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav mentioned in Lok Sabha that the government will install safety fencing at vulnerable locations for Vande Bharat trains to run at a speed between 110 kmph and 130 kmph. He added that the Railways has a set system in place for inspection, maintenance and repair of tracks. He also provided a list of steps such as modern track structure, patrolling of railway tracks, ultrasonic flaw detection, testing of rails to detect flaws and mechanization of track maintenance, among others. Vaishnav said that from January to November this year, four incidents of obstruction were reported, where an obstruction was caused by putting foreign elements on railway tracks by antisocial elements. Meanwhile, the conclusion of Muthoot Microfin's Rs 960 crore IPO saw an overall business subscription of 11.52 times on December 20th. Investors eagerly awaiting the outcome of the IPO can now check the status of their applications online, either through the BSE website or the registrar's website. Following a significant rebound in the stock market on Thursday, the grey market for Muthoot Microfin Limited has turned bullish. Stock market experts report that shares of Muthoot Microfin Limited are currently commanding a premium of Rs 29 in the grey market, representing a 9 rupees increase from the IPO grey market premium of 20 rupees observed on Thursday. Lastly, Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Anurag Singh Thakur, mentioned in Rajya Sabha that the Sports Ministry has sanctioned 341 sports infrastructure projects under the flagship Khelo India Scheme and National Sports Development Fund. The minister further said that more than 1,000 Khelo India centres in 679 districts across 36 states and union territories and 32 Khelo India state centres of excellence in 31 states have been notified. In addition, 296 sports academies have also been accredited in 23 states and UTs. In 2022, the Government of India extended the tenure of the Khelo India scheme for the next 5 years. The centre also increased its budgetary allocation by 48% in Budget 2022-23 with an outlay of ₹3,165.50 crores. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.